Let's get into Joe's need to know news. I gotta be honest, I haven't been to church in about like 6 or 8 weeks. I think I gotta get myself right with the Lord. But one thing, if you go to church all the time, sometimes you tithe, and that's where you donate like 10% of your income right off the top, and you give it to the church. And I've done that before, but now I'm screwed because if sometimes I'm like, oh, I forgot my cash, I don't have any. Churches all over the world now are using credit card readers and apps for donation. Listen to this guy at a church in the UK talk about it.
In everyday life, people go into cafes and into supermarkets, and they're used to paying with contactless all the time. So suddenly to find that the church is kind of up to date in the 21st century is a normal thing for them, and it made it easier for people to give.
I am screwed now. They're like, oh, don't worry, sir, we can swipe. I'm like, oh, crap. Then do I have to like leave a tip for the guy that took my thing?
I'm just like totally perplexed as to why this is news. Like, it's something surprising nobody already knew. I mean,
I've never in my life been to a church, Alex, where they've had a credit card swiper. That is blowing my mind.
But you had to have known that this was coming. I mean, heck, even Girl Scouts have like credit card swipers.
It just blows my mind that they're bringing that into a church now.
My church has a text to give offering, to give tithe.
No way!
Yeah, text the number to give. And then also they have an app.
All right. What do you do when you tithe 10% of your income?
What do you mean?
Like, how much are you tithing?
He wants to know what 10% of your income is. He's trying to trick you.
Stop it.
No, I just want to know how much you give him to the Lord.
10%.
I know, but what would that be? Okay.
I'm not going to tell you.
Liv, seriously, you are really...
I'm sorry. I know, but then we would have to explain it to her for like 2 minutes.
That's
and,
true.
You know,
well, we've kind of done it now.
Things to move along.
I just want the number. Okay. Liv, don't let this be you. Alex, don't let this be you. A teen slipped and fell 50 feet off a bridge while taking a selfie, and he's lucky to be alive.
The teen we spoke to said he went to the top of this bridge to get the perfect selfie, but after slipping and falling 50 feet, he learned a very valuable lesson.
You see it all over social media.
People climbing to great heights to get the perfect daring photo of themselves.
On Instagram and Facebook, people with really cool cameras want to have our own.
18-year-old Tristan Bailey and his friends wanted theirs at the top of the Margaret McDermott Bridge overlooking the Dallas skyline. Last November, they attempted the photo, but Tristan doesn't remember it. His friends filled him in.
They say we stopped on the side of the bridge to take some pictures and that I was going over the concrete barriers and they heard me exclaim. And they thought I was joking.
This is the imprint Tristan's body made on the ground after falling 50 feet.
The dude left an imprint on the freaking ground.
Oh my God.
That's insane.
I broke my pelvis. I had a rib fracture, a punctured lung. I broke my face a whole bunch and I had lacerated my spleen.
I've seen you, Alex, before kind of adjust things to get a good photo, but I've never seen you like do anything dangerous. Have you, Alex or Liv, done anything for the gram where you're like, well, this isn't smart, but it's going to look so good?
No, I mean, the craziest I've ever gotten is like standing on a table or something like that to get a down pointing angle.
Yeah, I'd say like when I've been on vacations or like when I've been hiking and stuff like that, like maybe I like walked out on like a ledge or something.
Oh, God.
Or, I mean, not like too far. I wasn't like hanging off, but I mean, it definitely made me feel like a little uncomfortable.
I went to the Cliffs of Moher when I got to go to Ireland, which was just incredible. But you can like walk off the cliff. Like you could pretty much be right there trying to get a photo. And that was scary. I'm like, what if this rock gives out?
The Cliffs of Moher what?
No, this is called the Cliffs of Moher. Come on, Alex.
That was a Joe joke.
Oh, what do you mean? Joe jokes are funny. Hey! I gotta tell you, you need that rim shot. Okay, there's a new nail salon, girls. We gotta go to Ohio. It's awesome, by the way. It's called Hand Jobs, and some people are complaining about the name.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, apparently. Okay. The township zoning director claims to have received complaints over the name of the business, but the owner claims she was granted a license and plans to keep the name of her business as is.
Wow.
She also says her customers and staff seem to really like the name.
I bet.
I wonder why. The town is said to be reviewing the zoning approval for the salon sign, which faces the street. So
I wonder how many old creepy men wander in there thinking that like they're going to get a happy ending.
Oh my gosh. So many.
Yeah.
So many.
Yeah, I might have been one of those. And we'll wrap up Joe's Need to Know News with something that you need to go see online at joeandalexshow.com. But you guys might remember this. President Trump and Kim Jong-un are going to meet later this month in Vietnam. This will be the second time that they've met. And now there's a guy in Vietnam who's really excited about it. He's actually a barber, and he's so excited about those guys meeting that he's giving people free haircuts to look like Trump or Kim Jong-un.
Oh my God.
So far, he said that Kim's style is a lot more popular in Vietnam, but he thinks that Trump's hairstyle looks more powerful.
That is hilarious.
Here, Alex, what do you think?
Oh my gosh.
Do you think the Trump on the right there, they dye the hair and comb it? Or do you think the Kim Jong-un, which one would you say is the one to get?
Well, I get why they're doing the Kim Jong-un one because, I mean, that one doesn't require dyeing your hair. And when you are Asian like that, you have bright blonde comb over. I mean, it doesn't look as natural.
I wonder what would happen. Like you hear in North Korea, you have to have like one or two hairstyle cuts of like Kim Jong Un. Like, what would I do? Would they kill me because like
probably.
I have no hair?
You would have been dead a long time ago for different reasons.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what though? I would have been a hell of a lot skinnier though. That would have been awesome. That's Joe's Need to Know News. Check all these stories out online at JoeAndAlexShow.com.